Det mange som følger den amerikanske valgkampen, og i natt så var det vicepresidentkandidat Kamala Harris som duellerte med vicepresident Mike Pence, og vi har funnet fram noen klipp fra nattens debatt. Hør på dette.
Well, the American people have witnessed what is the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of our country.
Og sånn startet Kamala Harris og satte på en måte tonen for det som skulle følge. Det var altså friskt ifra henne helt ifra starten av. Og så ble det jo også etter hvert munnhoggeri imellom de to, hvor de snakket i munnen på hverandre. Hør på dette.
Well, let's get
But Susan, this is important.
Susan, I
want to add, but
if,
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking.
I have to
I'm
weigh
speaking.
In.
Yeah,
you
so
can
I,
have
15 wanna,
more seconds, and then we'll give the Vice President a chance
you.
To
so
respond.
So I want to ask the American people, how calm were you when you were panicked about where you're going to get your next roll of toilet paper? How calm were you when your kids were sent home from school and you didn't know when they could go back? How calm
Thank
were you,
you
when
you,
your
Senator
children
Harris.
Couldn't see your parents because you were afraid they could kill them?
The fact that you continue to undermine public confidence in a vaccine, if That's the vaccine true. Emerges during the Trump administration, I think is unconscionable.
If you have a pre-existing condition, heart disease, diabetes, breast cancer, they're coming for you. If you love someone who has a pre-existing condition,
Thank you. Thank
they're
you,
coming
Senator
for
Harris.
You. If you are under the age of 26 on your parents' coverage, they're coming for you. The vice president earlier referred to, as part of what he thinks is an accomplishment, the president's trade war with China. You lost that trade war. You lost it.
Lost the trade war with China. Joe Biden never fought it. Joe Biden has been a cheerleader for communist China through over the last several decades.
I will not sit here and be lectured by the vice president on what it means to enforce the laws of our country. I am the only one on this stage who has personally prosecuted everything from child sexual assault to homicide.
Troll, we're about freedom and respecting the freedom of the American people.
Let's talk about respecting the American people. You respect the American people when you tell them the truth. You respect the American people when you have the courage to be a leader
done.
Speaking of those things that you may not want people to hear, but they need to hear so they can protect themselves.
Ja, som hører, temperaturen var til tider svært høye i denne vicepresidentdebatten i USA i natt. Og så skjedde det jo noe litt spesielt underveis for vicepresident Mike Pence. Han hadde en flua som krøp rundt i håret på han, og det ble jo lagt merke til. Dette et klipp som for øvrig har gått viralt på sosiale medier i ettertid. Og Biden-kampanjen måtte jo selvfølgelig lage noe løye ut av dette. Kort tid etter at dette hadde skjedd, så florerte det bilder av Joe Biden som holdt en fluesnapper. Og nå har de jo også på sine nettsider lagt ut en fluesnapper for salg for å støtte Biden-kampanjen, og den har en litt spesiell påskrift. Truth over flies, et ordspill der altså, på sannhet over løgner, truth over lies, og så er det blitt truth over flies. Men i tillegg så la mange seere merke til at Mike Pence hadde fått et rødt øye, og mange tenkte at han da måtte være smittet med covid-19.
Before we get to more on that, I do though want to bring in Dr. Jen Ashton, because it was all over social media during the debate. A lot of people noticing that Mike Pence appeared to have some kind of pink eye. What did you notice?
Well, George, you're not going to be surprised to hear me say this, but of course, no one can make any diagnosis over TV. But what do we know about ocular or eye manifestations in COVID? It has been reported, even though it's limited in the medical literature, that anywhere from 11% to 30% of COVID positive patients can have pink eye. It can be an early sign. But George, he also could have just had some makeup in his eye.
Bare i USA kan det bli så mye hurlumhei i forbindelse med en debatt. Og hvem som vant? Vel, det kommer an på øya som ser.